I think I asked you this question in Delhi, but your answer was very short, about the importance or non-importance of Radha and Krishna in our bhajan. And say when we are chanting japa, what is the importance of pictures like this, especially pictures showing Krishna in Madhurya, and pictures, are they, what is the importance?
Only for a moment they can do anything. Very little effect. But remembering the pastimes of Krishna, according to many, which are uncool to us, favorable. By and by, this will affect more, not photos, but to some extent. So we should try to chant and to remember according to our stage. I'm worthless, so doing offenses, no Vaishnava Sangha, enough are there. For this we should be, and after that the pastimes of Krishna according to our ruchi, this will help much. Rup Goswami Shloka Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukrutanam Kramena Rasanam Anishin Yogya Tishthan Prajet Adam Ragi Janam Dham Kalam Mayet Akhilam Ityu Padesha Sar. We should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami Rupa Goswami. Her Vaidhi Bhakti and Radha Nuga both. We can follow Jaiva Dharma also, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srimad Bhagavat will be so much helpful in this. But explanation of Vishwanath Chaugati Thakur and Sanatana Goswami or Jiva Goswami will help much. If we remember the pastimes of Krishna, we'll have to go through it. Because everywhere, everyone has follows Venu Geet, Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet, Jugal Geet, and all other of 10th canto. Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sakha, Sakharas. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, examples are being given from Srimad Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, if he speaks anything, he takes the sloka of 10th canto. All other are also important, but 10th canto. When Uddhava is coming from Krishna, and Krishna has gone in his aprakat dham. Follow? When he is coming and meeting with Vidur, and Arjuna is meeting with Yudhishthir, this chapter is also so much important. Especially 21 of 10th canto. 21. It is of Purvarag and also of the Pralambha or Shagha. Question to ask.
In the Lapa Krishmanjali, when Radharani takes prasadam, she takes the remnants of Krishna only. Now I saw one picture of Radha and Krishna taking prasadam together. Did that ever happen?
It is out of etiquette and nervous. Sumati has offered to Krishna, and the remnants only they all take, not in one dish both are taken. In midday lila, pastime, gopis and Krishna are sub. At that time, gopis are offering Mahaprasadam to Krishna, fruits and all these things. And after that, Krishna goes to take rest.
Yes.
And he is not taking rest, he is lying down. Imitating that he has slept, but hearing all these things, and gopis are taking remnants of Krishna and talking. Krishna is hearing everything. We should know that Krishna is Visha and all are serving. Srimati Radhika also serves Krishna. So always she will be in mood of service, not taking little together or light.
I thought that picture was bogus.
It is wrong. Bogus. In ISKCON I see that something I've heard that they offer bhog prasadam. Radha and Krishna both. Lalita Visakha and all others. But we in all other Gaudiya Math offer, we give to Srimati Radhika that she will give Krishna, offer Krishna, and after that everyone take. Both are taking will at a time, are first they offer to Gurudev and then to Krishna. First they do aarti to Gurudev and with the same pradeep they do to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Is there?
There's some controversy in this town. The standard seems to be more coming to the other Gaudiya.
So
where they don't offer first to Gurudev, but first to Krishna.
Take permission.
Pushpanjali first.
First taking permission.
Only Pushpanjali first, Guru, and of Parampara, and then everything else down from Krishna down.
No, sometimes he has heard that they offer to Gurudev. Bhog also.
It was like,
yeah,
that,
it's like that
only. But now it is changing.
Changing.
To the
It should be changed. Anyhow, it was done. But it should be changed. First give to Guru, but we should see that Guru is offering to Radha and Krishna and Gaur Nitai or Gaur Gadadhar or Jagannath or Ram. And this remnant should be given to Guru. Also, there is Krishna and Radha, and Gurudev is there. First, Radha and Krishna should be given aarti, pradeep and all this. Then to Krishna and Gurudev. But where there is a separate mandir of Gurudev, which should be? In Navadvip, in Samadhi Mandir we have or Gurudev Shivigraha. And Radha and Krishna and all are in this another mandir. We first do aarti of our Gurudev. And then we do aarti of Gaur Sundar or Radha Krishna.
Not at the same time.
First to Gurudev. But in a mandir, in the same mandir, if Gurudev and Krishna is there, Mahaprabhu is there, then Mahaprabhu and Krishna should be done first aarti and then Gurudev, that the same pradeep will be given to Gurudev. Bhanumati Manjari. Vetarupa Manjari. She said Radha and Krishna. Very important figure.
She is does she have any speciality?
Like Rupa Manjari, any a special service she does.
And in Chaitanya Leela?
I don't. It may be, but I don't remember. It may be. So many sakhis. Only we can remember eight manjaris or eight sakhis. And Anang Manjari. Afterward, we will recognize them. At first, Valdhi Bhakti, and then mixing, and then pure. Without Valdhi Bhakti, we cannot move.
Yeah. She's mentioned many times in different places, so I was curious to know who she was. Vishwana Chakravarti prayed to her. And she's mentioned in other places, so I was wondering who she was and what she was doing. Mm-hmm. about the Gopi Chandan in Dwarka. Gopis went to Dwarka sometimes. They didn't go. Even when Krishna left planet, so there's some story there that they went there. I didn't think it was proper thing.
We have heard that in any Puran it is written that once Krishna wanted to preach the Mahatma of Gopis and he wanted to show Mahishi that Gopis are so much great. Narada once came to Krishna and Krishna was doing pretending that I am sick, so much headache. Narada asked that what is the remedy. Krishna told that if any my most superior bhakta will give his charanadhuli dust of feet, I will surely be cured. He told that who is that bhakta? He told that like yourself, you can give foot dust and I will be cured. I am not so bhakta. And my feet dust, if I go give this feet dust to you, then I will have to go
in
hell. We should not do. And I am not so bhakta. So he could not give. Then Narada went to Rukmini Saptarama and all others and requested to give his dust. They told that he is our husband. And that he cannot give the fit dust to his husband, especially on the head. So we cannot give. Then Narada went to Braja. He told to others, but they were not ready. But when they went to Gopis and told, Gopi at once became ready that we want to go to hell and any other place. Krishna should be happy and pure. So they give so many dust. Every Gopi told that, I am giving first, I am giving first. So every went to the path where there was so much dust and took dust on their feet and then again
clean it
so that so much dust was gathered. And Narada took on his head and went Dwarka. Krishna took that dust and became very pleased and rubbed on her head and all his dust. And the rest he kept in a pit. So with the touch of that feet dust, every that whole compound became Gopi Talab. And Krishna usually used to take this dust on his head, also to do tilak, and told himself that if anyone takes this Gopi Talab dust and make it I will so much pleased. I will be Basidhur. So, this is Gopi Talab. By the touch of that dust, big compound became Gopi Talab. And from their touch, other earth became like this. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went for India, especially in Dakshin, South India and North India, wherever he went, he told that you should take Harinam. Amar Agyay Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. You know the meaning?
Yeah.
By my order.
Tell everyone you meet.
You should be gurus and tell Krishna to everyone. And all of them that you will take Harinam and tell him that Amar Agyay Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. I told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to me, Amar Agyay Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh, and told that this same pad means this song, tell to him. I told to him and ordered him that Amar Agyay Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. And he told to you, and he told that you should remember this name and take name and give it to others. Amar Agyay Guru Haya Taro Ei Desh. And he ordered that you should also tell to others. So by touch to another and to others. Where he went, whole but this
country
became bhakta. So a dust meets a dust, makes it gopi, gopi raj, and that raj becomes gopi raj, and he touches all became gopi talab. You should be always first guru and then teach, then initiate. First you should be guru. Guru means no attachment with worldly desires and all these things. Bhakvag, Krodhveg, Jiva Udara Pastaveg. To leave all these vegs and be guru. And then to tell others.
In Dwarka they say there's a place, they say gopis came here. But I never thought it was true. How could they leave?
There are so many.
They say when Krishna left planet, they came here. Everybody came here.
No. There are so many stories which are against Shastra.
Yes.
So many. In Vrindavan too.
Mm-hmm.
In Mathura too. They don't know Bhagavat. And they tell like this. In Gokul, they tell all Gokul, Vasit now, that the Krishna was appeared, he took birth in Mathura and from Mathura he went to Gokul. All. But only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followers tell this, that Krishna came in the womb of Yashoda. heard that gopis hid dust and it was fell into the gopi talab, and Krishna came there and he wept there. So his tears plus that chandhuli next as chandan.
Maharaj, yesterday I've been reading, we have translation of Stalamala, poems of Rupa Goswami. And I'm asking you, I saw a slight difference the way he was praying and the way Vilas Kusumanjali is praying. The English translation is too, you may understand, but a list of requests and a line of hopes. So, just like Raghunath Goswami is saying, may I put the sindura mark on Radharani, may I do this for Radharani. And Rupa Goswami seems to be, he's describing himself as a servant of Radharani, but almost equally to Krishna. May I put the garland on Krishna and the garland on Radharani. May I do for Krishna, may I do for Radharani. Could you explain that? Is that...
I will see.
Because I thought you explained that they would not do that. In Vilas Kusumanjali, she would only serve Radharani.
Both are the same, but sometimes they serve both, but especially Radharani.
That could also be part of service to Radharani, that she...
Because Radharani will please more if anyone serves to Krishna. So they do like this. But yet, our Goswami, anyone wants to serve Srimati Radhika. And he, by her order, but not they will carry all orders of Radhika. Those orders which are from inner, they will follow. But the orders which are for testing gopis, they will not carry. Understand?
Yes, they are very clever.
Very clever. They know that what orders are orders. And what orders are for examination? If Srimati Radhika will order a gopi that take this garland and go there, he is in the kunj there, and you should give that garland in her, in his name, she will not carry out this order. He knows that, oh, my family is taking my examination. Then Srimati will laugh. So all of Goswami are of this kind. There are speciality in six Goswamis. They are all majid, but some speciality. We have less and less of devotees, but not taste as same. Something will differ. Then we will meet again. Now, Vilas Kusumanjali the coming sloka are so much sangharic understand? Related to Sringar Ras. I think this should be not this course. Only one man, two men can have this. So, living, you have done to what a slope?
Well, you've been reading from two different places.
Huh?
You have been reading from two different places. Hmm. You say that what's coming up now is very intimate, Sringara. Hmm. That's like 28.
28.
But previously you were reading up at text
48.
48,
no?
Where Ganesha brought prasadam.
25th.
Or in Bombay, you were reading in 46, 47, 48, 49, then suddenly you went to the 20s. But if you read this 49, that is...
49.
That is about offering prasadam. You did 48, did not do 49. Nana Vidhaya Amitasara.
But all are a special Sringar Bhav. After this is look will go. You can read it, and if anything you can question alone or with two, three persons. हंसदेवितिलकस्य समन्तात् बिन्दवो अरुणसुगन्धिरसेन कृष्णमादकमहौषधिमुख्य धीरहस्तमिह किं परिकल्प्य हंसदेवितिलकस्य समन्तात् फर्स्ट वर्ड सिंदूर सेवा नाउ सिंदूर के नीचे ललाट, ललाट पर ऑन ललाट ही वांट्स टू डू समथिंग तिलक देयर इज तिलक and in the midst of tilak there is here tilak round here is round like Purna Chandra full moon and in the full moon there is khargosh
Rabbit,
like rabbit. There is a lot of flower here, having 8
petals.
And in the middle, there is a very deep, reddish point within. A reddish thing, lotus, and in on the outer of this round. Now he is going to do anything. So Hanta Devi Tilakasya Samantar Bindavo Aruna Sugandhi Rasena O Srimati Radhike. At first he is seeing that there is a tilak and there are some dots. You see, there is a round thing here. And this is reddish in the midst, lotus divided into 8 parts with very good art. And out of the full moon, Safed Bindu,
white dot,
of Safed and Arun. Arun means lal. Sugandhi Rasena, mixed with fragrant things. He is doing there. Krishna Madhak Mahosadhi Mukha, Dhiras. Hastamih kim kari kalpa. O Devi. Devi means Dyotamana, who is playing and so beautiful. Dyotamana means Prakashi. Prakash means having glaze. And she plays with Krishna. So Devi, Kridashi. Krishna Madhaka Mahosadhi Mukhya. This will be the stilam. Will be Mahosadhi Mukhya. Maha Aushadhi means Mahaushadhi means Vashikarana as a mantra. You know Vashikarana? In India, there are some mantra whose action are like
medicine.
Huh?
Like medicine?
Medicine to control anyone. In every respect, controlled, Vashibhut. Krishna is, you know, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He has so many qualities. He is Dhir Nayak. Lalita Nayak. No? Nan Nayak in this whole
planet
is like Krishna. No one. Advitiya. And he is like a Karindra. Karindra, you know? Kari Indra. Mattahasti. Mad animal, like Krishna. Krishna is Rasi and Rasaswaru, both. Rasi and Rasaswaru. And Srimati Radhika is Mahabhavaswarupa. Ras plays with Mahabhav. What is called Mahabhav? When there is main thing is Prem. Prem, when it becomes so thick and ripe, then it is called Sneh. Sneh, when Sothi will be transferred into Maan, Man into pranay. Pranay into rag. And when this rag will be so ripe in thee, that no, I am man ho jayega. It will seem new and new. Then it is called anurag. All these are expressed in sadhak, sadhak or siddha, siddha, in astra, not in bishop. We are explaining in ashraya jati. Ashraya, you know? Bhakta or siddha bhakta in Radhika and all ashraya bhakta. Dasya up to prem. Sakha to rag or sometimes to a very little as anurag. Vatsalya comes to anurag. Rukmini Saptabhama also up to anurag, sometimes a very abhas of bhav, mahabhav. Mainly the sakhis of Srimati Radhika can have mahabhav. Radhika or Chandravali, both, they can have mahabhav. And this mahabhav goes up to rood and adhirood. Adhirood mallik may be found in Srimati Radhika. And it's two things, madan and madan, modan. Malli in Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika is called Mahabhav. So Mahabhav can satisfy a Rash or Rashi Krishna. Rasik Shekhar Krishna. All can satisfy Krishna, but not the full content. Content?
Extent.
Not the full extent. Only Srimati Radhika can satisfy. Krishna has so many desires, test in so many ways. What Krishna likes, Srimati Radhika becomes like that. Another cannot do. So here, Mahamadaka, Krishna will not satisfy. In Rasasthali we see, there were numberless gopis. When Radhika went away from Rasasthali, all gopis were there, but they could not quench the thirst of Krishna. Krishna also at that time disappeared and went to search Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is an elephant met to all extent. Sima, understand? Last termination. And that last termination is not fixed, unlimited. So this mad infant, if we will have to caught, we will have to bind that mad elephant. Malli Srimati Radhika That is, Mahabhava can bind that. No other bhava can bind. Rishi in Goswami's books once in the Radha Kund, all sakhis were there, all men Rajkar Swapaks were there. Srimati Radhika has come to worship Swam. All sakhis are gathered there, but saw that Krishna is not here. Krishna has given word that I will certainly come at this time here at Radha Kund. But time was going on and he could not come. Then all were searching Krishna, where he is. Srimati Rupmanjari began to search where he is. He is in Govardhan anywhere. He had a
arrow.
She at once was left that soup. Go and try spare Krishna. He fly in Akash,
sky,
and search here and there, and he came to Rukmanjari and told in signal that you can go to Gauripuri. You have seen Gauripuri. Very lonely place and anyone cannot go there. So many persons, go to Sarkambambulet, Govardhan Girjar. No? But very few knew that fair is
Gauripuri.
Only very few, very few. I think that in lakhs one person can know. So it is a hidden place, and at that time also very thick
jungle,
forest there, full of so many thick trees and everything. Rupmanjari at once thought something and so went directly to Gaurikund. And in a lonely place, in a kund, she searched that Padma, Shadya, Chandravali, and all were there. And they are doing Viraj with Chandravali and other sakhis. Rukmanjari was very buddhi, mane ekdam tikshan medha.
Is in
there
very
sharp. She is too intelligent.
Present intelligence.
Very intelligent.
Really.
She thought, and went directly to that one. And she began to weep. Tears were coming. No? And she saw that, she told Krishna, "Oh, Krishna, I have seen that very big demon in the shape of Vrishabh. bull has come, and your very near and dear new bull, very new, young.
Yeah.
Young means Kishore. Bull is fighting with that bull. And if you become a second late, your bull will be killed. You love him so much. So you should come and
protect from the demon.
Krishna told, Krishna understood everything. But they don't. Sangali is so sorrow.
Simple.
She don't know Dao page. You know?
Don't know tricks.
But they know tricks. Padma is so knows so tricks. Then Krishna told, oh, it is a very dangerous thing. If I make late, demon will kill my Kishore bull, young bull. I'm coming. And if there is some late, don't care. I will come surely. I'm coming just now, killing that demon. And he ran and told Rukmini that you should come to me. Where is demon? She told that in this way, in Radhakund direction. And that Krishna ran, and now he is so pleased, Rukmanjari, that in Gaurikund, in their kund, with surrounded by all, by a tree, I have caught that mad elephant and I am sending there. Here we see that he is in Chandravali Kund, but yet he is so willing to meet Srimati Radhika in Sri Kund. If Krishna has no will to go there, what Rupanjari can do? If Krishna don't want, and he is pleased with Chandravali to live there, then no one can do anything. But Krishna always remembers Srimati. And to increase the love of Srimati Radhika, he only goes there. If Krishna goes directly there, no utkantha is there. Utkantha, you know? Eagerness. To increase in it, eagerness. Like in Srimad Bhagavat we see that when Krishna came in front of gopis, he has been disappeared, and when gopis song Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam, all these gopi beat. After that, Krishna appeared before them in the shape of Manmath Manmathaha, smiling with shame. He came to gopis. When gopi surrounded Krishna, no? He came towards Krishna. There were so many bats, so many jutes. Jute, you know?
Group.
Group, not group, but. So, one kind of group, jute. They were having the Krishna feet in their lap and telling that, how are you? That we have left everything for you. And yet you have
left us somewhere taking the Krishna hands in their hands and telling Krishna something. Some are of some way from, and by eyes they are telling something Krishna, as if they are in anger. Those who are taking the face of Krishna in their hand, there are in the groups of Chandravali. Those who have kept the hands of Krishna, these are Shyamala, Radha Shopaksha. Those who have taken this left hand, they are of Bhadra, Tatastha. And those who are in front of Krishna but very far away from Krishna, and they are manifesting their crowd,
anger.
These are of youth of Srimati Radhika, and they are that, how are you? You are of six or seven kinds of persons, then who are you? After that, Krishna became so much pleased with those who were very far away and who were looking towards the corner of Krishna has said, they all asked Krishna, why you left us? Krishna told that you are thinking that I am kritagya, kritagna.
I am not grateful.
That you are not grateful. Kritagna. You know the meaning of kritagna?
Ungrateful.
Yes. Ungrateful. Krishna told them that I am not ungrateful. I have left you only to increase your eagerness, utkantha. In sadhak or siddha, if there is no utkantha to meet Krishna, all prem is ruined. There is no so much utkantha in Satyabhama and Rukmini, the wives of Dwaraka. They have some utkantha, but not like gopis. Where there is more prem, more love, there is more utkantha, eagerness. If a man wants anything, I have something in my hand. Do you know what is in my hand? You will be eager to know what is in your hand. But when I will do like this, all eager will go. So, if I am always with you, there is no utkantha in your prem. There will be no utkantha. Us samay mein prem mein utkantha nahi rahegi. And then, premably, love will be shant, like prashant ocean. Understand? What?
Quiet.
But I want to test a sea which has so many waves, a river which has current. Without current, river is not so good and the water will be somewhat mela, ganda, dirty. So from Himalaya to see in Ganges has so good current, so we take Ganges as a very sacred river. So Prem should have current and waves. So the sea of Prem, Prem Sindhu, should be with waves and with current. Then it is very good thing. So if you will have me for always, your love will be in the same level,
quiet.
So I become disappear here to increase your eagerness, love and affection for me, to renew the thing, prem. I was not far away from you. I was with you, but unseen, behind you, and was hearing what you have told, and was testing, and it was so tasteful. You are welcoming also, telling ungrateful also, everything you have told. And it was in my ears like a nectar. And for this I was hidden with you. With no distance I was there. And also to tell whole world that there are none like gopis. In my viparlambha bhav, separation, what a stage was there in gopis. How they were bitterly crying. They became mad. They were searching me, asking trees, tulasi, creepers and everything. How mountains also. And at last they began to do like Krishna, that is Leela. Oh, I am Krishna. Thinking another to be Putana. And they took the breast of Putana. Somewhere doing like Govardhan, Krishna was lifting Govardhan, all these things. So I have done it like if a very poor person had nothing affording and suddenly he got a Chintamani. But he did not know that what is Chintamani. And he kept it here and there. And when one came and took that Chintamani and fled away, stolen, then he was searching that very Chintamani, that money. Anyone came and told that this was not a simple stone, but it was Chintamani by which you can do everything. Then he began to cry and weep. Oh, I have lost this thing. So here also, you are searching me for several years, and I have given birth to you. But you know,
blessing.
That in this Sharaka Purnima, I will play with you. What you want, I will do. So you were waiting for this, and I came and I met with you and began to do rash. At once I disappeared. Then we are searching here and there very eagerly, waiting for me. Now you see that what becomes if I disappear from you. And at that time, what a stage you have got. It is an example for whole world's devotees. So, for jagat mein ye ghoshana karne ke liye, dikhlane ke liye, to show this whole world that there are no devotees like you. In Milan, you have so much anand, and in separation, you feel so much separation that anyone cannot reach to that one. This was my main thing to show world. I have been disappeared from it. Now you should know that you are beloved, I am lover. I am beloved, you are lover. Both for those, reciprocal. Don't take my any ill thing. Napareham nirvatka sanjuchan. You know this is slow. I am always grateful to you, Kutagya. I'm not ungrateful to you. If I will have an ayu, is like Brahma, Shankar, but yet I cannot give anything that you have left your whole things for me.
I cannot repay you.
I cannot pay you. So, be pleased to me. And that will be the best thing. To increase that thing, eagerness, Krishna does like so. For sadhakji, we see that Nara was doing tapasya, aradhana, and Narayan gave him a jhalak darshan. What jhalak darshan?
Brief.
Darshan. And when he disappeared, Nara began to weep. When he was extreme weeping, again sound came from the sky. That don't weep. I have only given my darshan to increase your eagerness and to have some samadhi seeing this dhyan. Increase your dhyan. Because without seeing anyone cannot do dhyan. So now you can do my dhyan and you will always be in samadhi, remembering I say. And with awareness, you do my aradhana, roaming in whole world, chanting my Harinam, Roop, Gun, Leela, etc. And a day will come when that will be your last day. And my subordinates will come and take you to Vaikuntha. And then you can go everywhere like me. And your sarir, this body will be chinmay. Then you cannot check your eagerness and you will be as if you die and die. You are dying. Then that day will come. Narada obeyed that order, and he was roaming and waiting for the last days, chanting her name, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. When his eager went to the last point, there come, and he kept the feet, his feet, upon the death's head, and went to Goloka Vaikuntha. And by the order of then Narayan or Krishna, he became immortal. And so many steps. He sometimes be in Vaikuntha, in Swarga, in Bhulok, in Sutal, and everywhere, in Krishna Lila, Ram Lila, and all other Lila. So Krishna gradually gives that eagerness to any sadhak bhakta whom he likes, and sees that he is my kripa patra. Jamaye vayesh bhainite tena labdha naim atma pravachane na labdha. You know that slok? Naim atma pravachane na labdha namedhaya bahuna sutena jamaye vayesh bhainite tena labdha tasaish atma vidhunte tanun swam. This slok, please tell me that. Anyone cannot know me by reading of Vedas and all books. No? Also by any book, Srimad Bhagavata also, by reading, it will not do. By Medha, very much intelligence, you can. By our Sharirik Parishram,
Bahuna Sutena,
Bahuna Sutena, by Shruti, not Shruti, Ved and all the, we cannot know. When Krishna enters our name in his register of Kripa Patra, that you are Kripa Patra, you are a Patra of my mercy.
Objective.
You are object of my mercy. If he writes our name there and he does kripa, manifest his mercy upon me, then we can know how, by gradually increasing the eagerness, utkantha of that bhakti. When we were Kanishta Bhakta, no? We can satisfy that we are doing worship Radha and Krishna, Ram, no? But when we become Madhyamadhikari, only worship of Sri Vigraha will not do. He will more like to hear the pastimes of Krishna and chant Krishna, and to be with the Rasik Bhakta. Do minute thari abhi khasa baatchit kar lo. When eagerness is going on, bhakti becomes, the standard of bhakti becomes higher. Only this utkantha makes, can make a sadhak ji. It will lead to Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari, Kanishta Madhyamadhikari, Madhyam Madhyamadhikari, and Uttam Madhyamadhikari. And then he will come in Uttam Kanishta, then Uttam Madhyam, and then Uttam Uttam. And these Uttam Uttam will have bhav, sat, suddha sattva in them. And then he will get prem, and then so, then he will enter in the realm of this Raganuga bhajan. As Tulasi Manjari, Arati Manjari is one thing. So Garnesh is there, Vyakulata. Vyakul. And Garnesh is there. So he is telling here that this thing and this
dots,
rays is a mahaushadhi, that is Krishna ko bandhane ke liye ye shikal ke saman hai. Understand?
The trap that will catch the matter that can appreciate.
Because Krishna is bahunishtha. Krishna bahunishtha hai. और गोपियां एक निष्ठ हैं, इसलिए एक गोपी को छोड़कर के दूसरे के यहां चले जाएंगे. अंडरस्टैंड संभव यू शुड नो हिंदी, लर्न हिंदी ऑल्सो. हिंदी और बंगला एंड संस्कृत हैज सम मोर रस. द कृष्ण इज बहुनिष्ठ, बहुनिष्ठ यू नो ही वांट टू love so many gopis. Not only gopis, father, mother,
friends,
and the devotees of Dwarka, devotees of Ayodhya, devotees of this world. There are so many bhakt devotees. Krishna want to don't want to leave any of. Also, whether he is not devotee. But Krishna is there as a Paramatma everywhere in every soul, whether he is demon or anything. So Krishna is bound to love everyone. And some duties too, of course. But gopis had no duty, nothing to do, no anything. Only for Krishna. They have given everything for one Krishna. So, gopis are only ekanishtha. Nishtha in one, prem in one, love in one. And Krishna has love in so many places. No? So, Krishna can go here and there. But here, Tulsi Manjari is thinking that if I will give dots of this, Krishna will be tightened there and he will never go to any other one. So he is very
artfully
and patiently, dhirman patiently, will I do this service to you, that Krishna elephant will never go to here and there. And he will be taken with that thing. He will come to you one day. And saying, we will be very so much pleased. Manjari is telling. She is doing this thing and telling to Radhika all these things. And Radhika is going on hearing and so much pleased. He told that, oh, where is your mirror? And see this, and seeing this, oh, you have done so good. I think that effect will be, you have taken surely this hidden meaning. Any question? You can
ask. I had asked you a couple of months ago one question. And I was going to ask it today, but I think you answered it. I asked about Krishna. He was being criticized for not going to Vrindavan and why he did not go back to Vrindavan. But I think today you have given the answer that he wanted to show the great love of the gopis
and also to show for the sadhaka the need for increasing the eagerness through separation. Is that
not only this? This is the cause also, but main thing is that one day Krishna was sitting with Srimati Radhika and all other sakhis there, Lalitadi Shaka and others were there. So all sakhis were there. Madhumangal, Siddham and all others were also there. They were sitting on the bank of Prem Sarovar. All were so much pleased. A bee came and thought that Srimati Radhika's lotus feet are certainly a lotus. So much fragrant, so much komal, soft, so much rare, as if it was more than a lotus. The bee surrounding the lotus feet wanted to take shelter in Kamal. Radhika was so much feared. Understand?
Okay.
Afraid. And she was doing like this to make fly away that bee. She also cried at us. Madhumangal came and took his stick and doing like this, he make that bee to go far away. After that, Madhumangal returned and told that, "Oh Srimati ji, I have made flay, but
I have chased away the bee.
That Madhusudan very far away. He will never come return." Madhusudan has two meanings, so meaning, but two meanings here. Madhusudan means bee. And Madhusudan means Krishna also. Krishna is like a bee who tests madhu of gopi's prem. And that bee tests only honey of that lotus. So both are Madhusudan. Here he is telling that I have fled away so far away that he will never come return that Madhusudan. Srimati heard that slope, that Madhusudan will not come again, never come. So he feel like separation, that Madhusudan will not come. Madhusudan was there, Krishna was there, and Krishna had done like this to Radhika, but yet Radhika feels that that Madhusudan has gone, and he began to cry and weep and became senseless. Krishna was seeing this, all these things. Oh, Srimati Radhika is in my lap, and yet he heard that Madhusudan has gone away, he will never return, and he has so much feeling separation that he became senseless. One day he saw that after that Krishna did so much things that he came in senses, but he could not restore her. She was so sad and weeping. One day she saw, Krishna saw that I've gone some other place. That is called Pravas.
And in Pravas, Srimati Radhika is selling separation. And selling separation, he came in a such mood that feeling and feeling Krishna there, he became mad. And in madness, he sees that tamal vriksha, tamal tree, and thinks that he is Krishna. He is laughing, he is doing conversation, talking with the tamal tree, that as if he is Krishna. He takes in his arms that tamal as Krishna and becomes so cheerful. Krishna thought that is, in when we are in meeting, Radhika's stage has gone so hard in prem, Mahabhava, that he always thinks that Krishna is separation. But in separation, he sees afterward that Krishna is here, I am talking with Krishna, Krishna is doing like this and playing with me, and he, at that time, she becomes so cheerful and takes meal and everything. She dressed himself and does sringar. But when they meet, that separation comes. So he thinks that if I will be in Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika, it is the meaning of this, that I am giving some trouble to Radhika. And if I go to Mathura, he will be in separation and in a such mood, condition, that he will see that I am with Krishna and he will be pleased. So I should go to Mathura. So he will always see that I am with him. Mahabhava Vastha. So Krishna thought it better to go from Vrindavan, and I will take sandesh from any other person, that how she is there. When he went to Mathura, he sent Baldev and Uddhav. Sometimes bee, he came in the shape of a bee, that bee was Krishna. Sometimes as a hans, you know,
swan.
And other shapes, events. Sometimes he goes in dream. Srimati is seeing that as if I am in seeing dream, but that dream is not dream. Krishna goes by his shape there and plays with Srimati Radhika on that stage. So this separation was for the good of Srimati Radhika. If you know Hindi, I can describe more, but I think that something you have understood.
Krishna, in Dwarka, he says that I think if I go, I will not increase their happiness. So I think this is the same meaning.
For the happiness of gopis, he has come to Mathura. Make happy. And to increase the utkantha, both, the gardeners. If you will always be here, no gardeners will come. Then you will go to South Africa, or America. From there, eagerness will come more. And here, oh, he is always available. But you will have the mulya, value. You will now you are realizing the value of your Gurudev. Not at that time. after departure of them. So from being sometimes far away, it realizes the mood of that thing, value. So from Krishna in Vrindavan, they were not understanding the value of Krishna. When he came, went to Mathura and Dwarka, they knew the value of Krishna. And Krishna also knew the value of Srimati Radhika and Gopis from Mathura. So it is called Mathur Prem, Mathur Virah Prem, the best thing. Yes. Today.